She marches up a leaf-messed street in near darkness, hemmed in to either side by parked cars, everything washed out by orange sodium lights. I can feel the first chilly fingers of autumn in the air. "It's up here," she says, gesturing at a front door set back from the road, with a row of buzzers next to it. "Just a sec. I'm on the third floor, by the way. I've got the attic." She fumbles with a key in the lock, and the door swings open on a darkened vestibule as the skin on the back of my neck begins to prickle, while the sound goes flat and the light deadens. "Wait," I begin to say, and something uncoils from the shadows and lashes out at Mo with a noise like an explosion in a cat factory. She barely makes a noise as it grabs her with about a dozen tentacles, no suckers here, and yanks her into the darkened vestibule. I scream, "Shit!" and jump back, then yank at my belt where I happen to have clipped my multi-tool. The 3-inch blade flips out and locks as I fumble around the inside of the door for a light switch, left-handed, holding the knife in front of me. Now I hear a muffled squeaking noise. Mo is on the floor up against an inner doorway, screaming her head off. What looks like a nest of pythons has wriggled under the woodwork and is trying to drag her in by the neck. But whatever field is damping my hearing is also stifling her cries, and the thing has got her arms and torso. Behind her, the door is bulging. The light from the bulb overhead is attenuated to a dull candle-like flicker. I step back, yank out my mobile phone, and hit a quick dial button, then throw it on the roadway outside. Then I take a deep breath and force myself to go back inside. "Get it off me!" she mouths, thrashing around. I lean over her and try sawing at one of the tentacles. It's dry and leathery and squirms underneath the blade, so I jab the point of the knife into it and force my weight down. The thing on the other side of the door goes apeshit. A banging and crashing resounds through the floor, as if something huge is trying to break down the wall. The tentacles around Mo tighten until her mouth opens, and I'm terrified she's going to turn blue. Something black begins to ooze out around my knife, so I concentrate on ramming the thing down against the floor and slicing from side to side. It feels as if I'm trying to skewer a rubber band big enough to power a wind-up freight locomotive. Mo thrashes around until her back is against the door. Her eyes roll, and I give a desperate yank on the tentacle with my free hand. The pain is indescribable. It feels like I've just grabbed hold of a mass of razor blades. Something black and oily is squirting out around the knife blade, and I try to keep my hand out of it. How long is it going to take Capital Laundry Services to answer the sodding phone and get a plumber out here? Too fucking long. A quarter of an hour at least. Maybe I can do something else. A steel vise closes around my left ankle and yanks my shin against the doorframe so hard I scream and drop the knife. Another one wraps around my waist like an animated hawser and constricts violently. Mo valiantly lends a hand and succeeds in elbowing me under the chin. I see stars for a second or two and fumble around with a left hand that feels like a lump of raw meat for that dropped multi-tool. There's got to be a better way. If I've remembered my Gadget Man cigarette lighter, I reach into my pocket and instead find my palm top. Illumination dawns. The light of its display is a mycoid green glow in the darkness. 1,000 miles away, something is roaring at me. Icons shimmer, hovering above the screen. I thumb one of them, an ear with a red line through it, smearing blood across the glass as I cut in the anti-sound field and pray that it works.